enjoying the show? You can help others find it and enjoy it too by giving us a 5-star rating or review. If you feel like reaching out to us with a question or comment, you can send us an email at mywifetherd@gmail.com. And don't forget to visit our website at mywifethedietitian.com, as well as our social media pages. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Enjoy the show. It's Rob and Sandra from My Wife the Dietitian, and this is Nutrition Nuggets.
Hey, Rob.
Hey, Sandra.
I've been doing groups lately, locally, in person.
Oh, that's where you've been. I always wonder where you go when you leave the house.
You're so funny.
Okay, now I know.
Yeah.
And what do you talk about in your groups?
Well, this is why I'm bringing this up. We're going to talk about a theme that I discussed in one of the groups, a nutrition group that I facilitated recently on women that are trying to get healthier and living through perimenopause.
Okay, yeah.
And we're talking about the difference between healthy lifestyle change versus diet.
I would think that's pretty common.
Yeah. And I say crash diet, but I don't think crash diet is a term we hear too often anymore. It's more like the paleo diet, the keto diet, the vegan diet, the intermittent fasting diet, the dairy-free diet, the gluten-free diet, the low-fat diet.
Yeah, I think the idea of a crash diet, though, is that it's just, it's a quick fix. And that's, I think, I mean, there might be some benefits to some of those diets, but if you do it as a diet in order to, like, lose weight before your vacation or whatever the, you know, quick fix reason is, then yeah, it's probably not gonna work out in the end for you.
In the end, yeah. I mean, a lot of people say, well, that the diet worked, but that's what the thing about diets, they only work when you're on them.
Yeah, but then I gained all the weight back.
Yeah.
So it didn't work.
Yeah, it felt good at the time because it's a structured formula and you just follow it. You don't have to think. I think that's the big thing is there's so many things that are taking our mental energy and it's hard to think about what to eat and what to make for meals. Mm-hmm. And so it's going on a diet just takes that stress away, but it's not necessarily a good thing. And it's just another diet that you'll end up possibly maybe losing some weight, but then when you're not following it anymore, you're probably going to just start eating all the foods again and gain the weight back plus more. It's always plus more because evidence suggests that people who continually diet, which a lot of people do.
Mm-hmm, totally.
It's like the yo-yo diet. So they usually lose weight, but then when they start eating normally again and include all the foods, they gain the weight back plus some. And then over time, their body fat percentage goes up because every time they lose weight, a lot of times it's not fat they're losing, it's muscle. Because if you're not feeding your body right, your body will eat the muscle for the glycogen stores. If you're not having enough carbs, your body's going to eat the muscle.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I want to just talk about the differences between healthy lifestyle change versus the diet. Whatever diet, in quote, that you're following.
Mm-hmm.
So a healthy lifestyle change can emphasize healthy eating and exercise, movement. But the diet emphasizes weight. And I see that time and again when people say, this is my goal, I want to lose weight. And then after we've been working together and things are working with their new plan and their new lifestyle, we talk about health. How do you feel? You have more energy. Your bowels are working better. There's not as much bloating and gas. You're sleeping better. All of the indicators for health have improved. And we talk about the fact that weight is such an external validation. And people think that this is how I'm going to be healthy is lose the weight.
Well, they think that weight equates to health.
Yeah, and health, it doesn't necessarily.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And when we do diets, they actually, like if it's a restrictive diet, then it actually messes with your mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the whole diet, repent, repeat.
Yeah, that whole cycle, right?
Yeah, yeah. Like the eating the taboo food and then feeling guilty and then saying you're never going to do that again and then having no willpower and doing it again and then feeling bad. And it's the whole cycle. And it's so not good for our mental health and how we feel about ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So the next thing is a lifestyle change, a healthy lifestyle change can encourage changes that are gradual and manageable. So it's not a quick...
It's not like the crash diet where it's just like a quick, I'm going to lose 30 pounds in 30 days or whatever.
Exactly. Exactly. That's right. And that's what the crash diet is. It promotes changes that are extreme.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And not sustainable. That's the other thing. These diets aren't sustainable because if you've been on a diet and it worked, but now your weight is more than when you started that first diet and you're feeling, what did we say it with the collagen episode? Creaky, leaky, and floppy.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. That can happen if you're not looking after yourself and you're counting calories and looking at every food like calories in, calories out. That is an old way of thinking. It is not how the body works. We are not a vessel of where you pour calories in and you work them off. That's not how metabolism works. It's not how our body works. So people that I see that used to gain a bit of weight and then they just have to exercise more and restrict their calories and that does not work anymore because the hormones are changing through perimenopause. It's because of this old thinking of calories in, calories out, and it doesn't work because our body is actually going to start to store fat and be more efficient at reserving calories if we restrict our food. So what we actually need to do is increase our food and increase the vegetables and fruits and have more food and regular meal times and don't skip meals and don't count every calorie that's going in your mouth. That is so not healthy.
Yeah. And it's just like, it's not healthy for your mental health.
It's so not, you know? Exactly.
You're not enjoying your food if you're thinking about it from a calorie perspective.
Exactly. Exactly. So the crash diets usually promise immediate results and healthy lifestyle change. Usually it's a gradual process, delivers results gradually, and it's about health versus weight.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is the diets usually focus on what the scale says. So that external measure and what we want to look at and what healthy lifestyle change can do is looking at making quality food choices and improving your nutritional variety and quality, because this is what I see also, people that are watching calories, they won't eat nuts and seeds, for instance, because they're high in calories, but those are such good foods to include in your day because they're anti-inflammatory and they have that food structure that you have to chew through. It's really good for our body to chew foods. So the foods with structure, Mother Nature's basic vegetables, fruits, whole grains, nuts and seeds. These are really important integral pieces of our daily intake.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the other thing with diets, they typically focus on denial and denial, restriction, limitations. Those are some of the words like remove, restrict, take out, take right. away.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like removing. It feels so...
It's a negative.
Exactly. I mean, it's
like from a mathematical standpoint, you're subtracting. You're
exactly.
And we should be adding.
That's right.
But adding the right foods.
Exactly. So that's the whole thing with healthy lifestyle change. Focus on enjoying the food, feeling better, having more energy, getting stronger. These are the things we want to focus on. These are the results we want, not about losing a number on the scale, because that number on the scale represents so many other things and not just fat. People look at that number and think fat. I haven't lost any fat, but it's the number on the scale, a lot of times it's fluid. It's the fluid changes that we have every day. And that is what you see on the scale.
Yeah. There's so many things it could be. And we've been taught that for so many years that it's really hard to move away from that. I am seeing a lot more messaging through social media too, which is good, where people are sort of, you know, trying to take the focus off the scale and the weight and how much someone weighs versus how healthy they are, what they look like. And it's good to see that, but I think it's just the starting point. There's so much more, because it's, like I said, it's ingrained in us. Like, you know, when I used to go to the doctor as a kid, that's the first thing they do is they put you on a scale.
Yeah. When you're born like as a baby, they put first, like, measure you with the scale, and they measure you throughout your childhood, and you're always measured against a average. And
yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Like, I understand that it's a reference. And I mean, it's like, okay, well, if I weigh a certain amount and then all of a sudden I'm 20 pounds heavier, that could signal that something's up, but it doesn't necessarily mean that if I'm a certain weight that I'm unhealthy.
Right, right.
So there is a proper use for the scale, but using it to diagnose your health isn't really its main, you know,
yeah,
purpose.
And using it for, generally, it's a negative for most people when they step on the scale.
Yeah, like I could stop eating for a week and my weight would go down. So do I celebrate because I've lost weight? Yeah, I mean, I'm not healthier.
No.
But I've lost weight. So.
Yeah, so why is it that weight is such an important factor in our society? The other thing with crash diet, it basically limits the variety by banning some foods. And we've alluded to that with the nuts and seeds, but there's other diets that...
I've read some crazy stuff.
Well, the carnivore diet, it limits or restricts or...
Well, when the diet actually lists like a page full of foods that are foods you can't eat, are there the bad foods, or they're, you know, the no-go foods, or however they call them. And just like right there, that's a red flag.
Yeah.
You know, especially when they're things like healthy foods. I can see if it's like, yeah, don't eat chips and hamburgers and pop and candy and ice cream and stuff like that, that we know maybe aren't great for our health all the time. But when it's things like don't eat certain fruits and vegetables and don't eat certain grains and certain dairy products, it's like, what?
Yeah.
Who is this person? Who is
lentils or chickpeas?
Yeah.
Or
like, oh my God.
Legumes. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. No, and that's the thing. Exactly. So crash diets tend to limit variety, and that is not super helpful. I just had a client who has had SIBO, which is small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, and with a practitioner she's been seeing for a few months, she was restricted down to hardly any food. And nutritionally, she's in a worse situation. I started working with her after 3 weeks. She's like, oh my God, I feel so much better. And I feel mentally like the shackles are released. I can actually eat food again. I can start including things. And I'm actually not having issues with gas and bloating and indigestion and pain, which I was before. And part of it is you need that diversity in the gut, and you need to feel healthy.
Well, and you need to feel like food isn't the enemy too.
Yeah.
Because I mean, like, for your mental health, if you go into a grocery store and everywhere you look, it's like, well, I can't have that, I can't have that. It's just like all demons staring back at you, you know? Like, that's not an enjoyable way to live.
It isn't.
Especially
it isn't.
With, it's something we have to do, you know, 3 or 4 times a day is put food in our body. And if that's how you perceive food as like the bad guy, that's, you know, there's going to be ripple effects to that.
Yeah. Increase variety, diversity, increase what you're eating, not limit, cut, avoid. These practices just are so not good for our body and our mind and our gut. We actually need more variety and diversity, and open your mind. and your body, your mouth to different foods so that you have health. And I feel like over the last couple of decades, there's just so many more avenues for alternative practitioners, or I'm not sure how to put it, but people that are guiding their clients in unhealthful practices. And
yeah, thank you, internet.
Yeah.
I mean, there's good and bad, but it's, you got to be so careful with what you're following. And I think that if it's something that, like Sandra was saying, if it's telling you to restrict, that should be a red flag, and maybe just look into it a bit further before you start cutting everything out.
Yeah.
On someone's advice.
Exactly. And guess what happens in a couple months when things aren't working out because you can't stick with the restriction anymore and you fall off? Whoever was guiding you might say, oh, it's your fault that you didn't stick to it. And that's the whole thing with crash diets. There's no room for slip ups.
Mm-hmm.
And with healthy lifestyle change, there's all foods fit. It's okay to go to a birthday party and have birthday cake. It's okay to have the occasional sweet and treat, and, you know, and it's not a cheat day. It's a regular, just 80-20 rule.
It's a regular food day.
Yeah, it's a regular food day. And it's just, food is just one aspect of living. And typically an average adult thinks about 300 decisions a day around food. And someone who's restricting or dieting makes more like 400 to 500 decisions.
Oh, wow.
It taxes our brain and our energy, but it really, there's a balance, and it shouldn't overtake other priorities in life. So our intake and our food and our nutrition should just be one of the aspects of life, with exercise and sleeping and reducing stress and just living your life. So I hope that gives some guidance around the difference between healthy lifestyle changes and a diet.
Yeah, so there you go. Some words from the wise.
The wife.
The words from the wife, yeah. All right, listen so to the funny. Wife. She knows what she's saying, eh?
Okay, my old man.
There you go. So yeah, if you want to hear more from us, you can check out our website. There's lots of information there about what we're doing and what we've been doing and what we're going to be doing. And you can sign up for the newsletter too. That's a weekly newsletter we're doing. Lots of good information there, some different tips, some recipes even. That is on the website. You can sign up for that. You can email us your questions too if you have ideas for the show, or just questions or things that you want to know about. We've got lots of listener questions that we answer on the show, so feel free to drop us an email at mywifetherd@gmail.com. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. We're on there on a regular basis doing our thing, so check that out. Give us a like or a thumbs up or subscribe or all of the above. That's all appreciated. You can also rate and review the show. That's appreciated too. It helps other people find it, and it just helps put a bit of a spotlight on our show and puts a smile on our face. So we love hearing your feedback. It just lets us know we're on the right track. So that would be much appreciated if you can do that. And share with a friend. Friends like to know what you're up to and what you're listening to. And if you think it's good information and something that would be helpful, then yeah, pass it along.
We did a wonderful interview with Lisa Duncan, episode 60. And it was called Diet Culture in the Fitness Industry. And there's also a great blog on the website that Lisa wrote with some great pictures. And it was an eye-opener, the interview with Lisa, all about the pervasive diet culture in our society.
Exactly. She's got a great social media presence too, with some really solid messaging about everything diet culture, and she's got a bit of a history with it, so she's coming from sort of an authentic place. So that's, it's good to check out. We'll put the link to her social media
Yeah, and she works in the field.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, we'll link that in the show notes and you can check her stuff out. So that is it for this week. We will be back with another full episode on Monday. So until then, have a great week. Thanks for joining us today on My Wife the Dietitian. If you like what you heard, don't be shy. Leave us a comment or review and be sure to share our podcast with your friends. If you'd like to hear more, hit that subscribe button. You can also follow us on our social media pages for updates, episode trailers, and other odds and ends. For more info and links on what we discussed on today's episode, check the show notes. We'll be back next week with another informative and fun-filled episode. Thank you.